布尔记上。
Thus turn to 1 Samuel
17章。
Chapter 17。
请看撒母耳记上第十七章。
First Samuel chapter 17。
31节。
Verse 31。
撒母耳记上十七章三十一节。
First Samuel chapter 17。
有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉了扫罗，扫罗便打发人叫他来。32节。大卫对扫罗说，人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人征战战斗。再请看36节。
Let's turn to 36.
36节。
Verse 36.
你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这位受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。再请看40节。
Turn to 41.
40节。
40.
他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子，放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着甩石的机弦，就去迎那非利士人。再看45节。
Turn to 45.
45节。
45.
大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之神的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。再看47节。
47.
47节。又使这众人知道神使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎神，他必将你们交在我们手里。再请看49节。
Turn to 49.
49节。
49.
大卫用手中囊中掏出的一块石子来，用机弦甩去，打中非利士人的额，石子就入了额内，他就扑倒面伏于地。阿们。
阿们。
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to every brothers and sisters.
感谢神的带领。
May thank God for His guidance.
今天上午我们想根据这一段圣经来谈谈歌利亚的现代意义。
This morning our topic will be based on these chapters, and it will be looking at the tribulation and the challenges.
求神亲自带领我们。
And may God Himself personally guide us.
这一段故事很有名啊。
This story is quite famous.
几乎每一位信徒都知道。
Almost every members know about this story.
就在扫罗当以色列王期间。
And it's between the time, among the time of Saul and David.
非利士人来攻打以色列民。
And during the time, the Philistine came and waged war.
两方的军队在战场上摆阵。
The two armies staged wars between themselves.
当时非利士人当中有一个巨人叫做歌利亚。
And at that time there is a giant called Goliath among the from the Philistines.
他首先出来向以色列军队挑战。
He came out and he challenged the army of Israel.
这个人身材相当高大。
This giant is quite tall.
从小就做战士。
And he was a soldier since he was young.
非常的勇猛啊。
And he was quite courageous.
我们请看撒母耳记上17章4到7节。
Let's also turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4 to 7.
请看撒母耳记上17章4到7节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4 to 7. And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span.Verse 5, he had a bronze helmet on his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. Verse 6, and he had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Verse 7, now the staff of his spear was like the weaver's wing, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and the shield bearer went before him.
这个人是加特人。
So this giant was from land of Gath.
他身高大概有3公尺啊。
And he was about 3 meters, close to 10 feet tall.
那体重多重？圣经没写。
And the Bible just did not mention his weight.
不过光他身上所穿戴的战衣啊，就有57公斤了。
But just that armor alone weighed about 57 kilograms, is about 126 pounds.
他身上背着铜戟做的长枪。
So he carried these bronze spears and a very long spear.
那个枪杆呢、啊，像古时候织布机的机轴那样粗哦。
So the shaft of the spear was a thick tip and is very heavy.
多重我们也不知道。
We don't know exactly the weight.
不过我们知道，光那个尖尖的枪头就有七公斤。
But we know the tip of the spears alone weighs about 7 kilograms, about 15 pounds.
从这些描述，我们大概可以想象这个哥利亚的身材有多高大。
So just from these descriptions, we can imagine how tall and strong Goliath is.
他的力量有多强啊
？And how powerful he was.
真是一个超级巨人呐、啊、
！And he was a true giant.
一般都不是他的对手啊。
And there's no ordinary person could contend with him.
因此，这个哥利亚一年四十天呢、啊，每天早晚都出来向以色列民骂阵呢、啊。
So now this Goliath came out every morning, every evening for 40 days, and he taunted the Israelites.
骂阵就是挑战的意思。
And he tried to taunt them and challenge them.
看谁敢出来跟我打。
So who one of you can come and challenge me?
而结果以色列民当中没有一个人敢出来。
So not one single Israelite can come out and challenge him, answer his challenge to fight.
扫罗王比众民高一个头，他都不敢出来。
Including the King Saul, he was also supposedly be higher, one head higher than most people. He couldn't come out.
那请问怎么办呢？
So let me ask you, what could they do?
你说要投降吗？
Should they surrender?
当然不可以啊。
Of course not.
啊，就这样一直僵持下去吗？
If they should continue such a challenges,
也不是办法。
They couldn't defend them.
感谢神。
So thank you.
就在大家都不知道该怎么办的时候，大卫出现了。
So when Saul and the Israelites were at the loss, now the David appeared.
说起来，这个大卫本来是一个牧羊的孩子。
But David was originally just a shepherd boy.
他根本没有打仗的经验。
And he has no combat experience.
他本来也不是要来打仗的。
And he was not even there to fight.
他只是奉父亲的吩咐前来找他哥哥的。
Oh, he was just supposed to go seek his brothers according to his instruction from his dad.
我们请看撒母耳记上十七章的十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 13.
请看撒母耳记上十七章十三节、十四节。
First Samuel chapter 17, verse 13.
十三、十四节。
13 and 14. 13. The three oldest sons of Jesse had gone to follow Saul to the battle. The names of his three sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn next to him, Abinadab, and the third, Shammah. 14. David was the youngest, and the three oldest followed Saul.
再前看十七、十八节。
Let's turn to 17 and 18. 17.
十七节跟十八节。
17. Then Jesse said to his son David, Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dry grain and these 10 loaves and run to your brothers at the camp, 18, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000 and see how your brothers fare and bring back news of them.
当时他的三个哥哥也在战场上。
So at that time, three of David's brothers also were at the battlefield.
啊，当然他的爸爸很担心啦。
And of course, their dads were very anxious.
特地要大卫去探望他的哥哥们。
So he summoned David to go check on his brothers.
看看哥哥们平安不平安呢、啊、
？And see if their brothers are peace.
那顺便带点东西去问问一下哥哥。
Also bring some food and to check on visit their brothers.
没想到正好听到哥利亚站在那边向以色列军队骂阵了、
啊。But unexpectedly, David saw that Goliath was defying the Israelites.
而以色列军队这一边每一个都吓得半死了。
And there was no everyone out of the Israelites lost their courages.
竟然没有一个人敢出来对付他。
There's no one out of the army can come and answer the challenges.
啊，这是一种非常大的羞辱啊。
And this is such an embarrassment and humiliation.
神的军队怎么会变成这样？
How could an army of God be in such a disastrous state?
所以大卫很不以为然。
So David was very indignant.
于是他就临时自告奋勇推荐自己。
So he volunteered himself to confront Goliath.
他自愿要出来对付哥利亚。
So he himself will be the one that go confront Goliath.
而且先当然扫罗不同意的。
And of course, initially Saul refused such a proposal.
因为大卫只是一个牧羊的年轻的人啊。
Because David was just a young shepherd.
看起来他绝对不是哥利亚的对手啊。
He was no match to Goliath at all.
可是不让他去，又有谁去呢
？But if David doesn't go, who else will dare to go?
况且大卫又自己做见证啊。
And of course, moreover, David testified that he has some experience.
说他在牧羊的时候，曾经靠着神打死狮子，打死熊。
That he had killed lion and bear while he was shepherding, and he relied on God.
哦，这也是很不简单的事啊。
Which was no small feat.
那与其大家在这里等死，倒不如让大卫去试试看嘛。
So that they are thinking, you were just sitting there waiting to die. Why don't they just let David try?
于是扫罗就把自己的战衣给大卫穿。
So therefore, Saul gave David his own armor and sword.
把自己的刀给大卫用。
So sword he was given to the David.
但问题是大卫从来没穿过啊。
But David had never worn such a armors and sword.
一穿上去反而走不动了。
But then he couldn't move once he put on this armor.
这怎么打仗啊？
How was he able to go fight?
于是大卫把扫罗的战衣脱下来。
Therefore, David took off this armor from Saul.
穿上自己原来的衣服。
He put on his own clothes.
手中拿着牧羊用的拐杖。
So he took out his shepherd's staff.
然后跑到小溪里捡五颗光滑的石头
，and pick up five smooth stones from the brook，
啊，放在袋子里面
，and put them in his bag。
然后手中拿着甩石头的机旋呐
，and he also took his sling，
就这样迎着哥利亚跑去了。
Now he ran toward Goliath。
啊，哥利亚远远看到大卫
，so now Goliath saw David from a distance。
仔细一看，那么年轻。
And he's like, notice this was a very young boy.
又没有穿战衣。
Without armor.
也没有带武器。
Without our weapons.
手中只拿着一个拐杖。
Just holding a staff.
你来做什么？
So Goliath say, what are you doing here?
所以哥利亚就看不起他。
Goliath despised and about such a young boy.
就讥笑他，咒诅他。
And he mocked him, he cursed him.
可是大卫一点也不害怕。
But David was not afraid at all.
他当面向哥利亚见证天上的真神。
So he testified about the true God right in front of Goliath.
指责哥利亚的错误。
Rebuked Goliath's wrongs.
并且还告诉哥利亚一件非常重要的真理。
And also told him a very important truth.
就在45节和47节。
Which we can read from verse 45 and 47.
这两节非常重要，我们再看一遍。
So this is such a highlight that we need to look at this again.
请看撒母耳记上17章45节跟47节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, 45 and 47.
45跟47。
Sure. 45 and 47. 45. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with the sword, with the spear, and with the javelin. But I come to you in the name of Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. He will give you into our hands.
请记住，这是信神的人跟没有信神的人完全不一样的地方。
So now you see the distinction, how different of the believers versus non-believer.
没有信神的人打仗是靠自己的力量。
The non-believers go to war with their own self
啊，信神的人打仗是靠着神的能力。
But then the believers go to war with relying on God.
没有信神的人打仗是靠着精良的武器。
So the non-believers go to war with their advanced weapons.
信神的人打仗是靠着万军之神的名。
And the believers go to war with the name of the God of hosts.
因此，信神的人知道战争的胜败并不是操在自己的手中，乃在神的手中。
So therefore, the believers know that the outcome of the war is not in their own hand, but in the hand of God.
我们参考历代志下第二十章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
请看历代志下二十章。
2 Chronicles chapter 20.
十五节。
Verse 15.
历代志下二十章十五节。
Second Chronicle chapter 20 verse 15, and he said, "Listen, O you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you king of Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you: Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's."
这是当年神借着神的灵。借着亚哈西亲口向约沙法王所说的话。
So this is the in the old days, the spirit of the Lord came to the Jehaziel prophesied.
神说战争的胜败并不在乎你们，乃在乎真神。
So that they understood the battle is not yours, but is God's.
意思就是神使人得胜，人才有办法得胜啊。
There, which means that only if God willing to let you win, then you can win.
难怪神所使用的方法常常跟人是不一样的。
Therefore, we know the methods that God uses is very different from what people use.
神常常用人想不到的方法。
People use.The human experiences.
神常常用人认为不可能的方法。
The God used unexpected and impossible method.
甚至用人认为不可行的方法。
And also even use some method that's unfunctionable.
目的是要告诉我们，战争的胜败的关键不在刀枪。
So to demonstrate that the key to a victory is not based on weapons.
也不在方法。
Is not based on human methods.
乃是有没有神的同在
，But it's based on God's presence.
能不能显明神的能力
？And if His ability to reveal His power.
这就是大卫所信的。
And this is a faith that David believed.
是大卫对神完全的信心。
He has complete trust in God.
这种信心绝对不是对自己的自信哦。
This is not a self-confidence.
于是大卫就凭着这种信心，从袋子里拿出一颗石子来。
So with this faith, David took a stone from his bag.
然后用机旋就甩出去了。
And slung it.
没想到一颗就打中了。
Astonishing, that one stone hit.
打中哥利亚的额头。
Goliath's forehead.
这里正好没有铜盔挡着。
Where there was no helmet to protect Goliath.
而且这颗石头飞得好快啊
！And this smooth stone flew so fast.
力量很大。
With such a force.
角度要刚刚好。
And has the right direction and angle.
就像一颗子弹哦。
It's like a bullet.
竟然打破哥利亚的额头，钻到脑子里面去了。
And it hit Goliath's forehead and penetrated his brain.
这不是打仗，简直是在特技表演啊
！This is not like war. This is almost like a stunt.
问题是，难道大卫的技术真的那么好吗
was David's skill so perfect?
不见得了。
Not necessarily.
那难道这颗石头有长眼睛吗
？Did the stone have eyes?
不可能啊。
Impossible.
那么怎么会那么巧，一颗就打中要害
？So how could it be such a critical spot and by chance hit the right spot?
一颗就打到脑子里面去了。
And one stone hit right through the brain.
只有一个可能。
There's only one possibility.
这是神的作为。
It's God's work.
显明神的能力。
To demonstrate God's power.
证明大卫所说的道理完全正确。
And to prove that David's belief was 100% correct.
哥利亚就这样扑倒死了。
Now the Goliath fell and died.
以色列百姓就这样蒙神拯救了。
And Israel was saved by God.
大卫更因为这样成为以色列百姓心目中的大英雄了。
Now David became a hero in the eyes of Israelites.
这个故事就在以色列军兵的一片欢呼声中结束了。
The story ends with the Israelite soldiers cheering.
是的，故事的内容很精彩。
And yes, of course, the story is quite astonishing.
今天神特别把它很详细记载在圣经里头。
And God recorded in great detail in the Bible.
让我们可以诵读
so that we can read now,
还可以拿教材来教小朋友
and we can use it as a teaching materials for our students.
可是当我们在赞叹大卫的英勇，在检讨扫罗的软弱的时候
However, when we admire David's courage and bravery and critique Saul's weakness,
我们有没有注意过，有没有注意到哥利亚这个角色呢
Have we ever noticed?Goliath's role in the story?
如果没有哥利亚，以色列百姓怎么能看出大卫的英勇呢？
Without Goliath, how could the Israelites witness David's bravery?
大卫后来又怎么样能够当上以色列国的君王呢？
And how could David later become the king of Israel?
同样的。
Likewise,
如果没有哥利亚，那以色列百姓又怎么可以了解扫罗的软弱呢？
Without Goliath, how could the Israelites witness and understood Saul's weakness?
而扫罗后来又怎么会被以色列百姓唾弃呢？
And leading to his rejection by the Israelites.
可见，哥利亚的出现，不管对扫罗或者对大卫，都是一个决定性的关键。
Therefore,Goliath's appearance is a turning point for both Saul and David.
可以说是他们两个人非常重要的一个人生的转捩点。
It is a critical junction in both of their lives.
也是整个以色列国存亡非常重要的分界线。
And also a significant demarcation for the fate of this Israel.
说明哥利亚虽然在这个故事里头是扮演着仇敌的角色。
We know that Goliath appeared as an enemy for Israelites.
他个人绝对不是我们学习的榜样。
Oh, absolutely is not a role model for us to follow.
但是他的出现大大影响整个故事的结局。
But his presence significantly influenced the whole outcome.
因此，当我们在探讨这个故事的教训的时候啊。
So now we examine the lesson we learned from the story.
我们除了要留意大卫跟扫罗的表现之外
Now, not only we pay attention to the actions of David and Saul,
小弟个人觉得我们也当留意哥利亚这个角色、
But I believe that we also should pay attention to the role that played by Goliath.
到底神把他留在圣经里头要告诉我们什么呢
What is God trying to teach us by keeping Goliath in the story?
哥利亚这个角色在我们今天的信仰生活当中又具有什么样现代的意义呢
And what is the modern significance that Goliath has in our life today?
没有错，如果我们从神整个的经纶来看，旧约的圣经只不过是新约的一个影子而已。
Indeed, from God's grand plan, we know the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament.
新约才是真正的实体啊。
But now the New Testament is the real, true reality.
所以旧约圣经里面很多历史故事其实都是新约信仰生活的预表。
So many historic stories in the Old Testament is in prefigures of New Testament.
就好像主耶稣在讲比喻啊。
For example, like when Jesus gave us the parables.
为了让我们能更具体的了解属灵的事情。
It is to help us understand theMatters of God's kingdom more concrete.
因此，旧约圣经里面的历史故事绝对不可以把它全盘搬过来用在我们今天的信仰生活里头。
So, therefore, we should not apply Old Testament stories on the face value to our modern faith life.
今天我们绝对不可以把哪一个族群当作我们的仇敌——非利士人。
So that we will not consider some group as our enemies, like the Philistines.
今天我们也绝对不可以把某一个人当作哥利亚来看。
And we shouldn't see anyone as a Goliath, our enemy today.
今天我们更不可以拿着 基旋像大卫一样用石子去打人家。
Of course, we should not imitate David by using a sling to attack others.
这是绝对行不通的。
Which is absolutely unacceptable.
那么既然是这样，那今天在我们的信仰生活当中，到底有没有哥利亚呢？
However, in our faith life today, is there a Goliath today?
如果有的话，那今天的哥利亚在我们的信仰生活当中又扮演着什么样的角色呢？
If so, what kind of role does this Goliath that you imagine that play in our faith today?
对我们的信仰又具有什么样现代意义呢？
And how would the modern significance play in our life?
这是一个值得我们去思考的问题。
This is a question that we're going to contemplate together.
那今天上午，我们首先来谈第一段的上半部哦。
And this morning, I'd like to discuss the first section of the story.
我们首先从信仰生活的角度来探讨。
Let's take a look at the perspective of our faith.
请看《撒母耳记上》十七章的第八节到十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, 8.
请看《撒母耳记上》十七章八到十一节。
8 to 11.
十七章八到十一节。
First Samuel chapter 17, verse 8 to 11.
八到十一节，请念。
8 to 11, 8. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me. 9. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants.But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. Verse 10, and the Philistines say, I defy the armies of Israel this day, and give me a man that we may fight together. Verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
这一段是当时哥利亚向以色列军兵骂阵所讲的话。
This passage records that Goliath's taunting and challenges to the Israelites.
这一段话的内容重点就是向以色列民挑战。
He wants to challenge the Israelites.
而且是一场生死之战。
And is indicating a life and death situation.
胜则得生，败则必死。
It's a battle that the winner lives and the loser will die.
胜则为王，败则就为奴。
And the victor will rule, and the vanquished will serve.
这绝对不是开玩笑。
So this is not a laughing matter.
所以对当时的以色列民来说，哥利亚是一个挑战者啊。
So for the Israelites, Goliath is a great challenger.
他当面对着以色列军兵中的每一个人挑战。
And he directly confronts each one of them.
而以色列军队中的每一个人都必须面对这种无情的挑战。
And each one of them had to face these challenges without exception.
没有一个能够幸免的。
There's no exception and with such a challenge.
不管你愿不愿意，你都要接受啊。
Whether they like it or not, they have to accept such a challenge.
那怎么接受呢？
How would they accept such a challenge?
只有两种可能，两种选择。
There are only two possibilities and two choices.
第一，因为害怕逃避。
First, they will flee in fear.
不敢出去迎战啊。
They're unable to confront him.
就好像扫罗跟他的军兵一样啊。
It's like Saul and his soldiers.
啊，这种结局只有羞辱啊。
And this will end up in shame.
而且能够逃过一时，也绝对逃不了一世啊。
Because if they could, they will only escape temporarily. They cannot evade challenge forever.
最后还是只有死路一条。
Ultimately, they will face still the death.
好，第二，懂得靠神，刚强壮胆。
Rely on God and be strong and courageous.
勇敢地出去面对。
Be brave and confront.
就好像大卫。
Like David.
虽然自己对这种挑战不一定有经验呢。
Despite he has such a lacking of combat experience.
因而对自己也不一定很有自信呢。
And of course, he have no confidence of fighting the war himself.
但是他对神却有绝对的信心。
But he had complete faith in God.
他相信主若愿意，我靠主一定可以胜过的。
He believed that if God will, is willing, he will have the victory.
因为胜败的主权是在于神啊。
Because the outcome is in the hand of God.
倘若神不愿意，肉体死了也没关系啊。
And however, if God did not wish it, he were able to accept the physical death.
反正死是众人的结局，大家都一样。
Since death is the end result for everyone.
因此，与其缩头缩尾、贪生怕死，还不如全力以赴、靠神迎战呢。
Therefore, instead of shrinking in fear and afraid of losing life, it's better to face the challenge and rely on God.
很明显，我们看到大卫选择的是第二个。
Clearly, we know David chose the second option.
结果大卫不但肉体没死啊。
Not as a result, he not only survived, he did not lose his life.
最后还胜过这种无情的挑战呢。
He also overcome the ruthless challenge.
使自己一下子从牧羊的少年变成个英勇的战士。
In an instant, he transformed from a shepherd boy to a courageous warrior.
为自己将来的王位奠定美好的根基。
So he laid a solid foundation for his future kingship.
所以今天，如果我们从这个角度来看扫罗跟大卫
，So if we look at this David and Saul's perspective，
我们会发现哥利亚的挑战正是扫罗和大卫在信仰上非常重要的考验。
So we can see Goliath's challenge is a significant test of their faith。
没有错，当时的扫罗已经开始败坏了。
And we all witness that Saul was already declining。
神已经准备废掉他的王位。
And God already planned to remove him from his kingship.
可是凭着扫罗高过众人一个头的身材。
So even though Saul was taller than others in terms of his stature,
又有谁能够看出他的软弱呢？
Nobody could see his weakness.
同样的道理。
Similarly.
虽然当时大卫已经是合神心意的人。
Even though David was already a man after God's own heart,
神已经准备把王位赐给他。
And God already destined David for kingship.
可是，单凭大卫只是一个牧羊少年，又有谁能够看出他的信心呢？
But people see him just a shepherd boy, they don't see his faith.
可见哥利亚的挑战的出现，对扫罗和大卫两个人都是非常重要的考验。
Therefore, we know this.Test and challenge for Goliath is a crucial test for both Saul and David.
这一次的考验确实试出两个完全不同的结果来。
Revealing two completely different outcomes from one test.
大卫成功了。
David succeeded.
扫罗失败了。
While Saul failed.
同样都是哥利亚的挑战。
Among this same, under such as identical challenges.
同样的考验呢、啊？
It's the same challenges.
同样的无情啊。
Same ruthless test.
同样的痛苦。
Same pain.
同样的危险。
Same danger.
但是对大卫，这个考验正是他迈向成功的机会。
However, for David, this challenge was his opportunity for success.
而对扫罗却成为他走向失败的网罗。
But same thing is a Saul for a snare leading to his failure.
为什么会这样？
Why is such the,
关键不在哥利亚的挑战本身。
The key is not relying on Goliath's challenge itself.
关键乃在他们怎么样去面对哥利亚的挑战。
But it is how David and Saul faced and react to it.
是害怕而逃避呢？
Do they face it with react with fear and avoidance?
还是靠神而刚强呢？
Or do they face it with strength, relying on God?
因此，今天如果我们从这个角度来看我们的信仰生活
，So if we look at this perspective, examine our faith,
我们会发现，其实今天在我们信仰生活当中，有时候也会有哥利亚的挑战出现哦。
We will see that in our daily life, we will see the challenges like Goliath in our faith.
请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
请看新约圣经《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第三章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
请看第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you will do and will do the things we command you.
再请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's also turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章，请看三十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
没有错，今天我们信主是为了得平安的。
And of course, we believe in God so we can receive peace.
但是这并不代表我们信主以后就一帆风顺哦。
But it doesn't mean that life will always smooth sailing afterwards.
更不代表我们信主之后永远都不会遇到患难哦。
Also, it doesn't mean that we'll never encounter hardship.
主耶稣说，在世上你们有苦难的。
Jesus said, "In this world, you will have trouble."
保罗更说，我们受患难原是命定的。
And Paul even further said, "We will indeed endure hardship."
可见，当我们信主以后，肉体还活在这个世界上，患难还是会有的。
Therefore, we should accept that as long as we live in this world, we will face tribulation.
这本来就很正常。
And it's normal.
没有什么好奇怪的。
There's nothing wrong about it.
问题是当我们遇到患难的时候。
But the question is how we deal and face the trials.
无论这个患难的形态是怎样。
Whether the tribulation be different kind of
可能是病痛。
Whether it is sickness.
可能是意外。
Maybe accidents.
可能是很大的打击
maybe setbacks,
可能是一些逼迫
maybe persecution,
可能是遇到困难
maybe difficulties,
可能是遭到危险
maybe dangers,
也不管这个患难来自于谁
regardless how the source of the tribulation,
有可能是来自于人
maybe it's from other people,
有可能是因为一件事情
maybe it's just circumstances,
有可能是出于魔鬼
maybe it's from the devil,
但有可能也是来自于神
or even from God,
只要是患难，对我们是一种都是一样无情挑战。
Such trial is a ruthless challenge to all of us.
这种挑战总是带给我们许多痛苦。
That such challenge will bring us much pain.
带给我们很大的压力啊。
Much stress.
甚至带给我们重重的危机啊。
And to face such a crisis after crisis.
就好像当时的哥利亚出现，让大家都怕。
Just like Goliath show up and everyone was in fear.
每天都在威胁着我们。
Every day they were in stress.
而我们每天也都必须要面对他。
And every day we have to face our own Goliath.
不管你愿意不愿意，你都要需要面对他。
Regardless you whether you accept or not, you still have to face your challenge.
虽然我们说今天的哥利亚常常是无形的看不见。
Even though we know our Goliath may be an invisible challenge.
但是请别忘了它确实存在着。
But please do not be naive. A Goliath exists in our lives.
它带给我们那个巨大的压力，这是事实。
Indeed, you give us such a stress.
尤其是在末世。
Especially in the end day.
它对我们的威胁绝对不亚于当年那个肉体的割裂啊。
The difficulty stress that we face is no less than whatthe Israelites face during Goliath's time.
这时候请问我们该怎么办？
Let me ask you, how would you deal with this?
我们是要学扫罗害怕逃避呢？
Should we follow like Saul, avoidance and fear?
还是要学大卫靠神刚强呢？
Or should we follow David and follow God and rely on God and be courageous?
请记住，今天无论什么患难，对我们每一个人都是非常重要的考验。
Please remember, every trial is a crucial test to each one of us.
它就是我们人生，就是我们信仰的转捩点。
And also a turning point in our lives, our faith.
它更是我们信仰成功或失败的分界线。
And also a boundary line between the faith, success or failure.
因此我们必须好好的思考谨慎的去选择
Therefore we must think carefully and choose wisely
我们到底是要用什么样的态度来面对它呢
What kind of attitude should we adopt to face it?
是要像扫罗吗
Should we be like Saul?
还是要学大卫呢
Or should we learn from David?
最后，我们请看箴言二十四章。
In conclusion, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
最后，我们来看两段圣经。
We're going to turn two verses.
请看箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
第十节。
Verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
再请看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
第二节到第四节。
James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
雅各书一章二到四节。
James chapter 1, verse 2. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
是的，就一般来讲，很多人在患难之日都很害怕的。
Indeed, in reality, many people are afraid in the times of trouble.
尤其是在末世。
Especially in the last days.
包括小弟在内。
Including myself.
而重点在于害怕有用吗？
But let's think about being afraid, is it useful at all?
根本没用，反而更糟啊。
Absolutely not. It's very detrimental.
为什么？
Why?
因为一害怕就没力量。
Because the fear will sap your strength.
一害怕想祷告，你就祷告不下去。
If you're fearful, you cannot even pray properly.
这是事实啊。
This is the truth.
问题是怎么办呢？
So what should we do then?
雅各长老在这里告诉我们在信仰上唯一有效的秘诀。
The elder James tells us the only effective secret.
就是务必要调整自己的观念。
We have to adjust our perspective.
让我们在受患难、受试炼当中有真的智慧。
So that we, when we face the challenges and trials, we will gain true wisdom.
这样才能够有大的喜乐。
And we will rejoice greatly.
那问题是怎么调整呢？
So, question is, how do we adjust our perspective?
好，我们下午再一起来学习。
So, I will say that for this afternoon.